This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Friday night. We're at the Lee County Speedway. Season championship night tonight at the Lee County Speedway. We're with the 2012 IMCA stock car, Lee County Speedway track champion, Jason Cook. Jason, you know, I had to do these double up interviews tonight, feature winner, track champion, and I was looking for some help from a lot of guys, but you're the only one to help me out. You got the win tonight, went out and picked up the feature win, and picked up the track championship, and I couldn't get any closer than this.
No, sir. I was just talking to Matt about that. There's no way they could ever have. It came down to the whole track championship just came down to an inch or two on the racetrack. We raced an awesome, clean race, and the competition with a stock car class is so fun, and it's an honor to be standing here talking to you about this, and I've got great competitors, and yeah, I'm a little bit wore out here emotionally. This took a long time leading up to this stuff, and Matt's a great competitor, and we're great friends, and I'll tell you what, and Jeff was right there too. You know, he was sniffing the track championship. He wasn't he had a little more work to do than me or Matt did, but he was there trying, and he ran a great race tonight too. So I'm really honored and fortunate to be standing here talking about it.
I tell you, there was a while there while Jeff was moved up to second. He was on the bottom. Man, he was banging on your back door. And I'll tell you, though, I think it would have took a Sherman tank to get you off the bottom tonight.
Yeah, that was my main goal, is to protect the bottom. I could see that that's where the track was. And I said, I'm going to leave my car here at all costs. And I was going a little slower in the middle probably than I needed to, but I was afraid to drive into the corner a little harder and slip up and let one of them underneath me, you know, so I was protecting the bottom pretty good, and I could definitely tell where Jeff was getting runs on me, because I could feel him every time, you know, and he got out, he never took me sideways or anything like that. He gave me a few good shots in the old butt, but he wouldn't do that to me. I know we've raced each other for years and years and years and had good races, so Rubbin's racing, a little shot in the butt never hurt anybody. So.
I was just going to ask you that. You know, it's got to be so hard. You're out there leading it. I know you, I mean, obviously, to win the feature, you can't just be laying back too much, but trying to be a little conservative, being careful, keeping the car straight anyway, and knowing that maybe you might be able to push it a little bit harder and maybe go a little faster, but like you said, all it takes is one little slide up and you give up the spot.
Yeah, I was doing quite a bit of protecting the bottom. You know, I might have been able to, you know, if you put us on a stopwatch, I might have been able to turn some faster lap times if I'd had to start and pass cars, you know, everything would have been different, but my job was to lead the race and protect the line that I knew needed to be ran, and you get to driving a little hard and you're going to slip somewhere along the line and allow somebody to get underneath you, and in that case you probably lost the position, and I was doing what I had to do to hold the position, trusting the guys behind me wouldn't run me clear over. So Matt decided he would just make a charge in the middle of the track where nobody had been running all night, and boy, he had her hooked up and made that race close at the end, and kudos to him. That was a great run.
You've had a great car here the last couple of months. I mean, the night up there at Bloomfield, we talked to you, man, were you strong that night? And you've been tough the last couple of months with this car. You guys got to figure it out.
Yeah, it's running really, really well. And tonight it wasn't probably as fast as it has been here leading up. It's been a rocket. I mean, it's aero chassis built by the Doppler, and it's been a beautiful little race car. And tonight it was probably more driver just trying to block, you know, or not necessarily block, but protect my position in my line, and I probably could have, like I said, I probably could have ripped off some better lap times, but you know, and I knew what I had to do. I had to win the race, and I was trying pretty hard to do that. So, but yeah, the crew works their butt off. Craig and Justin and Kobe and my dad and myself and my wife and kids, great supporters. You know, they help me unload and wash, but the crew guys, man, they've been over twice, been over every bolt on that car this week. I said, this is not a week for something to fall off this thing. And I said, sorry if I get a little anal on you guys this week, but this is the week we need to cover our bases. And
a lot of pressure.
Yep. And I think they went over every bolt three times, and the car performed flawlessly, and I'm standing here talking about a track championship and a feature win. So it all worked out.
Who's the sponsors on the track championship car?
The sponsors, of course, Aero Chassis, Dix Dynamics, builds great power. T&J Sandblasting and Painting, that's my mom and stepdad. Farmington Tax and Accounting Service, Donna Smith, got to say, throw out to her. She had heart surgery a couple weeks ago, and she wasn't able to come watch tonight, but hopefully we'll have some pictures to show her. Tahiti Graffiti. My wife, like I said, my wife and family, I love them to death. I wouldn't do it without their support. So Mike's Automotive in Salem, Riverside Collision Repair, Mount Pleasant, Donaldson Tire and Service here in Donaldson, McDaniel Racing Enterprises, Quality Equipment Rentals, Dingus Transport, 3D Roofing in Burlington, L&N Repair, Mount Union, 4th Street Bar in West Point. Of course, Matt Griner and Griner Buildings, he got beat by Akari sponsors. Maybe if he cut, he'd cut back some money next year, won't he? Lance Refuge Service. No, he won't. No, Lance Refuge Service out of Mount Pleasant. Davis Homes in Mount Pleasant. 777 Trucking in Mount Pleasant. And Flex Sales in West Burlington helps me out with a little beverage and some money every now and then. And they've been good to me. And I got to say a special thanks to Jason and Keith Denning and my father-in-law, Ned Beggs. They've helped me out a little with a little monetary donation for tires and whatnot. They like to keep good rubber on the car, so I've got a lot of great supporters, so I can't thank them enough. And if people see these businesses and they want to choose between two, and they're race fans, choose somebody's that's business, right? That's on a race car, let them know that they've seen it on a race car, because I'll tell you what, that means a lot to them.
Sure does. So
Jason Cook, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Always great to talk with you. Congratulations on the 2012 IMCA Stock Car Track Championship at the Lee County Speedway.
Thanks, Dave. It's always good to talk to you, because I know I had a good night then.
That's right.
And you keep up the good work too, sir.
Thank you.